Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Bitcoin has reached an all-time high.
Yes.
All-time high alert.
Finally.
Fastly approaching $69,000.
Let's see where we're at.
Mike, so change the title to Bitcoin has reached all-time high.
This is live.
This is a moment. This is a moment in history, and it's happened during Market Monday. Because this is God's favorite show.
Total facts from your mouth to God's ears.
Yes. Nice.
So, being that this is a moment, we have to take a moment to talk about the mighty, mighty Bitcoin. It's been a tremendous ride. And for all you crypto enthusiasts that said that we haven't talked about Bitcoin, I don't know where that comes from. If you type in Bitcoin or crypto on Earn Your Leisure's YouTube channel, there's over 72 videos that come up dating back over 4 years. We've always talked about crypto. We've talked about crypto with Hill Harper, with Bitcoin Boy, with Mike Novogratz.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We've talked about Bitcoin. We talked about Ethereum. We talked about Ripple.
XRP,
we've talked about
XLM.
We've talked about it. We've talked about it. We've had classes on it. We've had a whole thing. Okay. So what's the deal? Bitcoin, all-time high. Where does it go from here? Is it a good time to invest? Will it pull back? What'll happen after halving? I think one of these banks said that after halving, Bitcoin's going to have a major pullback. So everybody's talking about Bitcoin, but we're here to educate people on the best and most intelligent ways to make money. So what is the science when it comes to Bitcoin?
Well, two reasons it's gone up a hell of a lot. Fan favorite amongst the people because they want to be detached from the banking system that has been failing us for 150 years. And then the banks came in and bought the majority of it up. I said earlier, BlackRock and Fidelity have $17.8 billion worth of it. Currently, I'm hearing by summer that number could be up to $24 billion worth. But the emergence and insurgence of Bitcoin is reflective of how much people hate banks and the normal financial institutions that we have right now. Like New York Community Bank, ticker NYCB, is falling apart. No one wants to talk about it. It's currently at $2.73. In 2004 is at $35. Like, this is a dot-com level crash that no one is talking about. For 50 years, they told us only 7 to 12% was possible. And on some days, some cryptocurrencies get 15 to 30% run inside of a day. I think we are seeing a changing of the guard. The people are becoming in power. Shout out to all of you that bought in when I told you at 28,000 and 20,000. Yes, I'm going to pat myself on the back for that. If I made you money, please put yes in chat. How far do I think it could go? Do I think it'll hit 100,000 this year? Probably not. I think it'll pull back next year. It will for sure. But I think we should get to like 86,401 if we stay at this pace by end of year. Would there be a pullback? Yes, at some point, but continue to buy. The thing that I want to stress in stocks, Bitcoin, anything that you believe in, buy every month and every quarter, and you will be fine. We've talked about dollar cost averaging. You don't need more information. You need more execution. Please put more execution in chat. Shout to Joe. Joe screamed it. Rashard. His name's Rashard. Rashard, right?
Rashard.
Rashard. Joe's up on Bitcoin and Microsoft. Great. Keep buying. I want pick the number and put it in chat. How much will you buy every week? IBIT is an option if you cannot afford it. GBTC is a good option as well if you want exposure to Bitcoin. Those are two that you can pick up on the equity side. But continue to invest for the long term. I know 2022 was rough for Bitcoin. I know it was hovering around 30,000 forever. Is now the time to buy? No, it's at an all-time fucking high. No. You got to wait for it to pull back. I'm sorry. You didn't listen for the last year. We talked about it here. They talked about it with the over at BlackRock. We talked about it at InvestFed. Like, pick how much you're going to buy every month or you're going to miss out and be upset. We're almost at 4 years in doing the show. We talked about Bitcoin year one. Have you bought enough? My four, Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, XLM, you'll be good. Is altcoin season coming? Yes, altcoin is going to come as a result. But I'm really worried about the banks in the same fashion in which I'm worried if sports betting gets hot enough, it's going to put pressure on a passive market. I think banks are dead. Like, two things I want to talk about in the future, the death of the NBA and the death of the traditional bank.
The NBA, Basketball Association?
No. MBA.
Oh, okay.
Business school. No. I'm not crazy. Oh, no. But like, if you look at Bank of America last high was in 2006. They've done okay. I think Moynihan's a great CEO. It's at 35.15. But if you've held all this time, you got better returns than Litecoin back in the day. Let alone Ethereum or Ripple. So I think we're seeing a changing of the guard. And because my same issue with Apple, they're not innovating for 3 months now. Banks have had this issue since 2007, 2008. When the crash happened, everyone was expecting the banks to do better about the people. And when everyone got bailed out, it went back to business as usual, right? And then here comes crypto to save the day. People want higher returns as inflation is going up. And I keep telling the banks that if you don't make any adjustments, the crypto space is going to eat your lunch. And here we are. And because since BlackRock, Vanguard, Fidelity have gotten in, I don't think this trend is going to stop anytime soon. I got to go on to 86,000 and some change by the end of the year.
So, okay. Mike, you could, okay. Rashard.
Rashard.
Shout out to Joe Button. He, okay. You don't buy any investments at all time high. That's the goal.
Never.
Unless you're dollar cost averaging, which that's what Joe said he was doing, right? 250 a week in Bitcoin.
Yep.
So, all right. So let's just do this, because this is 7,500 people on here right now. So somebody, I'm assuming that a lot of people are not invested in Bitcoin, but they're thinking about, they want to invest in Bitcoin. Should they A, start right now in dollar? You should not just put a lump sum of money in. We established that.
No, especially should
they,
at a high.
Should they A, start right now and just start their dollar cost averaging? If you don't know what dollar cost averaging is, that's when you put small amounts of money in on a weekly or monthly basis. So you put $100 a week in, or you put $300 a month, whatever you can afford. You know, you just do it every single time, every on the 15th of every month or every 2 weeks. You don't think about it. It's discipline. It comes out, and that's that. Or should they wait for a pullback? Because a pullback will happen at some point in time. We know that. But should they wait for a pullback to happen and invest? And how do they know what's a good pullback to invest in?
I like it. They should do both. So I'll give three prices of why I like it. I like it at 54,126. I like it at 50,588. And if you're chasing, just like 59,000. If it does not get there by the 20th of this month, I would just put 1,000 in every month and accumulate.
Or whatever you can afford.
Or whatever. But I'll speak to the man. Make the sacrifice and put the 1,000 a month in.
Well, everybody, because everybody doesn't have $1,000 a month.
They do when it's time to go have sex and go on dates. I don't want to hear this no more, yo.
Oh, man.
I don't want to hear this shit. No. Like, what are we doing? We're talking about? And for the ones who don't, they're probably not watching this show. But I would double up, or I would message us and be like, hey, I'm a open AI chat GPT expert. If y'all can set up the Klarna play where I can get 700 agents working for me at one time, I'll pay you 15 grand a month for that. You have to go find ways to hustle to accumulate more money. But you're right. If you can't afford 1,000, do 250, but find a way to make the 1,000. Because off of that 1,000 in 5 or 6 years, for every 1,000 you put in, you should have 5 or 6,000 back.
So let me ask you this, because we talk about stocks most of the time. What should be the makeup of somebody that's looking to invest, right? Let's say they have $1,000. Let's keep it a round number. They have $1,000 that they wanted to invest every single month. What's the makeup between stocks and crypto or Bitcoin?
You can argue that the new 60-40 should be 60% stocks and 40% crypto. I think the bond market is in shambles and no one wants to talk about it. The bond market has been falling apart damn near since 2020 and has not recovered. Dot-com like crash. So I would do 40% crypto. If I'm less younger than 40 years old, I would do 70-30 if I'm older than that, and then have exposure that way. That would be my split or my matrix.
And what do you think about, because this is what happened, and I'm sure for a lot of people who are beginners in the crypto space, they'll see Bitcoin at 68,000, and then they'll start discovering some of these other coins. Ethereum, obviously, at 3,600. What are your thoughts?
We're not baby Doge yet. Hold on.
That's what's going to happen. They're going to say, I don't have money to invest in that. Where can I find somewhere where I can get a percentage? Then you start investing in all these shit coins.
I've said it before. I like Doge at 6 cents, 5 cents. It went there a few months ago. It's at 21. If you're going to do like some of the shit coins, like, you have to know that they're only trades. Get in and out 3 months, 6 months. If you triple your money or quintuple your money, get out and then put it into a bigger player like XRP, Bitcoin, Ethereum, something safer. But you have to have discipline. If you choose to gamble, Debt is on you.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.